And I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Along with the multi-billion dollar city budget, Nashville's Metro Council approved a smaller yet more controversial budget last night. This one was for the Central Business Improvement District, or CBID. It funds services like street cleaning and security for downtown Nashville. These are funneled through the Nashville Downtown Partnership. The approval comes after the council rejected what was effectively the same budget earlier this month because of concerns over the Downtown Partnership's practices. This included the hiring of off-duty Tennessee Highway Patrol officers and its management of the library parking garage, which caught on fire last year. After initially rejecting the budget, the council expected the Downtown Partnership to come back with a revised version. Instead, the same budget was resubmitted with a $1 difference. Councilmember Sean Parker voted against the CBID budget both times.
We have rejected the budget they sent us. We sent it back to them. They did this cute little movement of a dollar, which I did not find. So thank you, Special Counsel, for digging through that and finding that movement of a dollar. We are tasked with oversight of this body. No one is coming to fix this for us. We are the oversight entity of this body. We need to be the adults in the room, vote this down, and have them send us a budget we can approve.
Ultimately, the measure did pass 23-10. Three members abstained. Tennessee has experienced a small but concerning rise in the overuse of ivermectin. The antiparasitic was hailed by conservatives as a cure for COVID, despite a lack of scientific evidence. Now it's being pitched as a cure-all, even for cancer, and sold across state lines. In 2022, Tennessee became the first state to make ivermectin available over the counter. An investigation by KFF Health News finds that Tennessee is not tracking sales like it does with other medications. But one sign of ivermectin's popularity is the more than 60 calls received by the Tennessee Poison Center last year for possible ivermectin poisoning. That was the most it's had since it became popular in 2021.